You dig what I'm saying? You know, Fab, right? This album, right? This album speaks in volume, and volumes beyond volume. You know, I'm not saying that any one of the other albums didn't, but this one just came from, like, pain, man. Tell me about it.
Well, the direction that I wanted to go with this album was I didn't want to approach the album with the angry black guy thesis, because it's easy to paint any black man speaking about the current situations as an angry man. And now for All Right, we have all right to inherit that emotion. This is an right. emotion that has been embedded in us by the society that we've lived in, that we're living in for several years. Unfortunately, that capsule is their excuse not to listen to us.
Right.
You know, when they put us in that capsule, that gives them an escape route. And they can advocate away from the conversation. And so
right.
in that, when we remain when we give it its due diligence and not approach it as an angry man, not approach it as, oh, here's the angry black man complaining about his situation again. No, I'm not giving you complaints. This album is more so solution based.
Right.
And the solution base is we already have affirmed and confirmed that America doesn't love us. But the initiative is for now for us to love us, for us to empower each other, for us to continue to better each other and to lift each other up, as well as to become anointed with a bigger purpose than seeking love from an oppressor.
Wow.
So from the display to the artwork, to the literature and to everything else that's on this project, that was my intentions. My intentions wasn't to be the angry black man that has something to say, pointing out all of the vivid points that are exclusive in our life already.
Fab, with that being said, right, you know, Vinny, it's always a pleasure, but you know, Fab, that's amazing that you have to say that when we are speaking facts. It's amazing that we have to throw up this quote-unquote definition of, well, the angry black man. No, we're just speaking facts. You know what I mean? We're speaking facts. It's easy for an artist, right? I was listening to you earlier. It's easy for an artist to give you the no. Like, I can give you what's going on today. We can talk about the bang, the boom, and all that other stuff. You dig what I'm saying? But the fact that you can speak about what's actually occurring, right? It's so amazing. So with that being said, I was playing a few joints, but I want to get right back into it, right? I'm going to get right into it, man, because I was playing some joints and they was in. Hold up. Let me get right into it. I want to get into Mr. Police, and I need you to just elaborate on it. If I don't play the whole song, you know, Instagram play a lot of games, man. You dig what I'm saying? But I'm going to get into it. All right? We good with that?
Yes, sir.
Walk with me, y'all.
The mechanics.
I shouldn't have to die getting pulled out. Ain't smoke no weed, ain't sip no drink, I'm completely soaked. Didn't use my turn signal, man, so you pulled the strap. I guaranteed you wouldn't have did it if I wasn't black. No, I ain't on parole, I'm on probation. You only asking me that because of my pigmentation. Sorry, officer, I don't fit that description. Just because I ain't a suspect don't make me a victim. Here go my license and my registration, everything is legal. But I just want to ask why you do this to my people. If I was white in the white hood, you say have a good day. But since I'm black in the trap, you want to send me away. If I comply, I die. I don't comply, I die. So I ain't going to reply. Keep that same energy, we both gonna record. Don't get a chance to do me like they did the brother
yes.
Mr. Police, please try and see that it's a million black men thinking just like me. Mr. Police, please try and see that it's a million black men thinking just like me. Mr. Police, please try and see that it's a million black men thinking just like me. Mr. Police, Mr. Police. Excuse me, Karen, but why is you staring? Filming me at my own house, thank you for sharing. Telling me I don't got the right to be here. When you a renter, I'm a owner. Claiming I look suspicious because I'm standing on the corner. No, I ain't got to show you my ID. Last time I checked, you ain't the damn police. Racist ass lady that's walking in the streets, thinking every black man is a cold-hearted beast. Well, for your information, I own this and own that. I'm a millionaire lady, and I never sold crack. No, I've never been arrested for having no strap. And no, I'm not a felon, just because I'm black. I'm a successful businessman, and I'm educated. I started at the bottom, but I elevated. I got folks that work for me, so I delegate. You just mad because I'm rich and I'm black. That's why you hella hate. Mr. Police, please try and see that it's a million black men thinking just like me.
Yes, yes. Yes, this is my storyline behind this here, man.
Well, the record is, first of all, man, I want to send a big shout out to the Mechanics, man. Those guys are, for several years, man, for a decade and a half, they've been some of the hardest working producers, not just in Northern California, but in the game, period. And they've gone almost unrecognized by the rest of the country and the rest of the world. Those dudes are two of the greatest producers that I've ever had a chance to work with, and they bring a side out of me that that many people don't get a chance to bring out of me. Most music doesn't bring that out of me, and they bring that side out of me. So when we talked about doing a project, we were actually going to do a project called The Mayor, and we're still going to do it. And it was basically me just talking about my involvement, my thoughts, my sentiments in the community and political things. Of a lot of people like to say that I'm the unofficial official mayor of the city, and how from how I carry myself and how I conduct myself with my allegiance to those that are in the streets. But with moving forward, we began to we were quarantined, and during the quarantine on the COVID, we just started working on projects. We was like, we wasn't doing nothing else, man. We might as well go to the studio and work. And we created this project, which was a collection of songs that were just current events of what was going on. I felt like Mr. Police is every black man's thoughts about what's going on every time they get pulled over or something like that. I was able to take a small excerpt from Tupac's. He had quoted something, and I turned it into the hook. And it was just more so like, listen, from all of the Karens out there to the police, the framing of the black man has been like this. So in order for us to understand the sentiment of black men, why they feel the way that they feel about police, we must understand the origin and the emphases of what police originally were. Police were originally slave catchers, and they would police the plantations. And then the policing of the plantations, that would be the governing of the plantations for plantation owners to see where the runaway slaves were able to escape. And for a small fee, they were willing to grab those same runaway slaves and bring them back to the plantation. The plantation had become replaced with the penitentiary. Michelle Alexander speaks about it in the new Jim Crow laws. It's her new book. And her book, The New Jim Crow Laws, where she talks about...